Let's begin in our worship service with our calling on God as it is printed in our bulletin on page 4 and also projected in front of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
In today's second reading, our epistle lesson, James writes, "Be patient then, brothers. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop and how patient the farmer is. You too be patient. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets." Merciful Father, we confess that we minimize our sin of impatience and call it human or completely natural. We often overlook it, sweep it under the rug, or dismiss it. But you call impatience a sin. Because of our short fuses and lack of long suffering, damages our children, our spouses, and our fellow Christians. Waiting for your perfect timing, O God, sometimes makes us want to scream. Father, all too often, we feel like you're not moving fast enough. So in our moment of silence today, we're going to think about those times in which we have been upset that God isn't moving as fast as we want him to, and also look for the forgiveness that God richly offers and pours out upon us. We take a few moments for silent reflection. And we receive God's grace. Our God is a great God and knows that our needs and knows the needs for all the areas of our life. The mercy of our merciful Father is higher than the heavens, wider than our wanderings, and deeper than all our sin. God is slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. Because of Jesus' bitter suffering, death on the cross, and mighty resurrection, you are forgiven, loved, and heaven bound. Let us humble ourselves before the Lord. Amen. Please rise as we share in an opening song of praise.